so weird. Anyway, hi, I'm Jazzy, and welcome to my podcast. This was an impulse, if I'm being honest. I've always wanted to have a podcast, but today I was like, you know what? I'm just gonna lay down in bed and make an episode. So I just want to explain basically what this is gonna be, like what this podcast is gonna be about, and like my idea or whatever of it. Basically, it's just gonna be like, I'm gonna try to not have many cuts, only like necessary ones if like I start rambling, because that's what I do. Or if like I need a bathroom break or something, that's it. But there's not gonna be many cuts. You'll hear me drinking water and weird stuff like that. So basically, I am gonna record every episode at night, like 2-3 a.m. kind of like that, in bed, talking into my Apple earphones mic thing with my eyes closed, because this is, I do this every night. Like, I would just sit and talk to myself, or I have to listen to a podcast or talk to someone else. Can't sleep if I don't do that. So that's cool, I guess, that now, like, I have a podcast where I can actually talk. I don't know, I don't think anyone's really gonna be listening to this, but like, if you are, hi, and thank you. I hope we become besties, best friends forever. And I just need tips on how to like spread the word that I have a podcast. Like, I don't want to put it on like my personal Instagram, because I have friends that are gonna find me and just like make fun of me. I really don't tell my friends a lot of things about myself, which is, well, we're getting deep here, let's not go that route yet. Anyway, I'm just gonna talk a little bit about myself. I don't want to like expose myself yet too much, but basically I'm 13 years old. My name is Jazzy. I have a podcast. I love dogs. I have 2 dogs. My precious babies. And I'm in my room on my bed. And now I'm really thirsty, so I'm gonna drink water and you're just gonna hear me gulp it down. Wait, where's my straw? This is so weird. I'm so sorry. Anyway. A little ASMR moment for you. Anyway. So yeah, I'm gonna tell you what I did today. Fun fact, I read for the first time in a year. Well, yesterday was the first time in a year. And then I continue today. We'll talk about more of, like, what I'm reading later, and, like, later on. So, basically, I woke up at 1, the usual 1 p.m., went downstairs, I made a matcha, because I love matcha and coffee, but I've been trying to drink matcha instead of coffee, because it's, like, natural caffeine. You know when you have coffee, you just get that, like, midday slump, where it's, like, you're, like, super, like, on, like, going crazy? You have a lot of energy, but then suddenly, when you have coffee, like, you're just like, psh! Like, a few hours later, like, after the caffeine kicks in, it just goes, psh! So, with matcha, it's, like, natural caffeine energy, I don't know, and, like, you don't get that, like, type of thing. So, that's why I love matcha, but I dropped it. Like, I, like, was, like, on the floor, and I knocked it down, over, I don't know, and the glass broke, and my matcha just went everywhere. Then I had to clean it, which was, like, the last thing I felt like doing right when I woke up. I'm still irritated that I didn't have my matcha, and I didn't want to make another one, because first of all, I was too lazy, and second of all, I'm running out of matcha powder. I need to buy more, and it's crazy expensive where I live, so that sucks. That's so sad. Anyway. I usually, I just started drinking matcha. Like, I've always had I would have matcha like once in a while, but like now I've been drinking it like consistently. But whenever I'm not drinking matcha, I'm drinking some cold brew with some caramel creamer and some homemade oat milk. So I like make my cold brew, of course. I'm gonna tell you guys how I make it. You can make it at home if you want. I'm dropping the recipe. It's so you just like coffee grounds, you sit them in like 4 cups of water, you let it steep for 12 hours, and then I get my nut milk bag. It's like this, like it's type of like a, it's a certain material which it's like special for like draining like the pulp from oats, but I'm using it for coffee. So I just pour it in there and all the like coffee grounds stay in the bag, and the liquid goes into like a cup or whatever, like a big jug, and then that's your cold brew. Super easy. And then for oat milk, it's just 4 cups of water, 1 cup of oats. You blend it, you pour it into your nut milk bag, and all the oat milk comes out, and the pulp is just there, and you can make like pancakes out of the pulp, or like, I don't know, you can just Google what you can use the pulp for. I personally don't use it. I don't know why, but anyway. And then I just buy like the Coffee Mate caramel creamer. It's like really good. I have like 3 creamers in my fridge. I have vanilla, hazelnut, and caramel. I don't like the hazelnut. It's too sweet. The vanilla, it got old. That's what I had for the longest time. And then my mom found caramel, and I was like, girl, yeah. So now I use caramel creamer, which is exciting. I'm sorry if my voice sounds kind of weird. Let me just like... Okay. So, I actually miss my iced coffee. Ugh, dang it, I wish I brewed or steeped some coffee and made oat milk, but like I've just been so like out of it. Like this past week I've been so tired and lazy. I don't know why. Whatever though, I guess. What can I do about it? So then after I dropped my matcha, my mom made me this delicious breakfast, which is a wheat tortilla with like avocado, like smashed avocado, and mashed avocado smashed, like you know when you just like you're making guacamole like that. And she put 2 pieces of bacon. It sounds like the weirdest combination. Please just try it. It is heaven. It is the best breakfast you could ask for. It is so good. And it's actually really filling. Well, I'm never hungry in the mornings, so it's filling for me. Yeah. So after my delicious breakfast, I went upstairs for hours, and then I just decided to go in the pool. So I went in the pool with my new striped bathing suit, colorful bathing suit type of thing, and I got my book, Cinder. I don't really know who the author is. If I remember, I'll tell you guys next podcast episode. But I read Cinder. I'm on page, I don't know what page I'm on, but I'm on chapter 2. I started reading it yesterday. Yeah, I'm on chapter 2. That's exciting, I guess. Like I said, first time I read in a year, and I was a bookworm. I read for like hours every day. I'd finish a book in 2 days, and I would like read 12 books and like I don't know, like super fast. Like in like, I don't remember, in like a month I could read like 6 books. I don't know if that's a lot, but yeah. And then I kept it like on this, like there's this app called Goodreads where it's like you document everything you read and you can follow your friends, and it tells you each time they finish a book or something. So I document all my book, all the books I finished or what I'm currently reading and stuff there, and you can like rate it. It's super cool. It's such a cool app. I recommend you to get it if you're a bookworm or if you just want to document what you read. You should get it. I feel so much pressure. Like, I can't think of, like, what to talk about. I'm, like, super excited that I have this. But, like, now I'm just, like, what do I talk about? Because, like, my mind is just going, like, everywhere. So I can't think. Oh, yeah, I'll recommend some books to you guys. The Percy Jackson series is amazing. Like, just, like, if you're gonna read books, just read Percy Jackson. I don't know what else to say. Just read the whole series. It is amazing. I haven't read Harry Potter. What bookworm hasn't read Harry Potter? Me. I have the whole series. I started the first book, but that was a year ago, and I never finished it. I'm, like, on chapter 2. But I don't know. I definitely want to continue it because what I read was pretty interesting. So I'm definitely going to continue reading that. But I'm just going to finish Cinder first. All of, like, the Cinder series. Like, the books that come with Cinder. So yeah. And then I'm definitely 100% going to read Harry Potter. Because I was actually supposed to go to London this year. But coronavirus happened. And they have, like, Harry Potter World or something like that. I don't really know what it's called. And I don't know when I'm going to go to London again. I actually have family there. I've been to London a few times. Ugh, London is amazing. I'm so upset. I was supposed to go to Greece, London, Sweden. But, well, coronavirus happened, like I said. So sad. So let's continue on with my day. Then my mom made... I came out of the pool and my mom made some seafood soup. I don't like seafood soup. I actually felt bad because she put so much work into it. I don't like seafood soup, but she knows that, so she wasn't expecting me to eat it anyway. My mom isn't that mom that, like, pressures me to eat whatever she makes, which I'm grateful for. But I understand parents that do. And instead, I just had, like, a bagel with, like, cream cheese. I, like, have this, like, all the time. It's like a bagel with cream cheese and avocado, balsamic, and some, like, everything but the bagel seasoning. But I make my own. I make it homemade, which it's literally just onion powder, garlic powder, black sesame seeds, and white sesame seeds, but, like, whatever. Tastes the same. Not really. Everything but the bagel is a little better, but that's... Anyway. But I cut the avocado. I put it on my bagel. But the avocado wasn't ready. It was not ready. It was, like, hard and just... had that weird not ready avocado taste, if you know what I'm talking about. I was so upset, so I had to just scrape the avocado right off of my bagel. That was such a hard thing for me to do, but anyway, moving on. After that, I had, what did I eat? Literally, like, literally, all I do in a day is eat. That's all I do. If I'm being honest. Well, I guess that's all we actually do in quarantine, right? Yeah. But not guilty. Anyway, don't be ashamed of eating a lot. Like, it's like, we all eat. We all have to eat. You gotta stay healthy. Just have healthy habits. Because I work out and I have healthy habits. I make sure to eat healthy and not go too crazy on the sugar. Oh, I also had a whole box of juice today. That was a very bad decision. The only juice I drink is orange juice with pulp, but, like, all natural. Like, not freaking Florida natural crap. I drink, like, some good... I don't remember the company name, but it's, like, the best orange juice. It's 100% natural. It has, like, no added sugars. It's only, like, the sugar of, like, the fruit, which is the best thing. It has no weird chemicals in it. Actually, it probably does. That's why it stays fresh for so long. But it is amazing. That's the only juice I like. I only like fresh juices, like lemonade and stuff like that. Otherwise, I don't like pineapple. I don't like, the box juices. Like, I like fresh pineapple juice, but I don't like box pineapple juice. I like fresh orange juice, but I didn't like boxed orange juice, except the one that I was talking about, which is just gold. Gold, G-O-L-D, in capital letters, in a smiley face. So, I finished that whole thing. So, going on, you see how I just, like, go, like, my brain is everywhere. I haven't been diagnosed for ADD, but my parents think I have. Like, it runs in my family anyway. Like, my cousin has it, my dad has it, my brother has it, my mom has it. So, and just the way I, like, just, they think I have ADD. Which I wouldn't be surprised if I do. But I don't think I'm gonna get, like, diagnosed for anytime soon. Like, go and get, like, a test or anything, but, like, whatever. I don't like saying that I have it. I just say that my parents think I do. Because some people have it, and they're probably going to be like, hey, what if you can't say that? You weren't diagnosed for ADD. And I'd be like, I know, I'm sorry, blah, blah, blah. Okay, anyway. So I ate my bagel. Then I went upstairs. I watched some 13 Reasons Why, which was exciting. I love 13 Reasons Why. I'm on season 4, episode 4, 3, something like that. It's getting intense, but not gonna lie, I'm not gonna say any spoilers, don't worry. Season 4 is kind of weird, that's all I'm gonna say. It's just, like, weird. Season 2 was my favorite, I think, or, like, season 3. Well, those had, like, the more, like, nah, season 2. Or I don't know. I'm very indecisive. I'm a Libra, by the way. I don't want to be that annoying person. It's like, oh, sorry, I cut off your finger. It's because I'm a Libra. Or, like, I don't know. Like, those people that just, every excuse they have is, oh, I'm a Libra. Oh, I'm a Sag. Oh, I'm a Gemini. Oh, I'm a Capricorn. I'm not that person. I'm just saying I do match very well with the Libra traits. The traits of a Libra. So just by, like, researching about Libras, you'll probably know the basics of, like, my personality. I'm a Sun Libra. I'm a rising Sagittarius. I'm probably completely wrong. I don't know what I am. Don't mark my words. I'm just not gonna. Anyway. I keep saying anyway. Is that annoying? I'm even annoyed. I'm, like, trying not to say it. But, like, I always go, like, off track. So I need to, like, come back by saying anyway. I was literally about to say anyway again. But moving forward. That's better. Moving forward. I came upstairs, watched some 13 Reasons Why, watched some YouTube. Ansi Twinkle is my favorite YouTuber. She's from Dubai, and her humor is just, if we knew each other in person, she'd get me. Like, my humor is so like hers, and, like, people think I'm, like, mean. Like, my jokes are harsh, I'm not gonna lie. Some people can't take it. I've lost friends because of my jokes, because they're just too sensitive for my jokes. I went to a whole other episode of freaking friend problems. It's tiring. High school. It sucks, not gonna lie. Although I go to a pretty small high school, still some sketchy people. Thank God I'm in quarantine, so I don't have to deal with people's problems, which is exciting. Anyone else feel like, it's like, this is, like, off topic, but, like, people don't get me. Like, I sound so quirky. People don't get me. I'm not like the other girls. I don't know, like, I feel like I live in such, like, a small city, town, whatever. In such a small school, it's so hard to find your perfect match. Like, I love my friends to death. And if you're watching this, I love you with all my heart. I wouldn't charity for the world. But I feel like it's hard for me to open up to people. Like, there's so many things I hide. Like, my family struggles. There's so much going on that my friends just don't know. And then when I open up to some of them, I just feel like they don't care. They don't show any care. And then when they open up to me, since I always feel like, oh, they don't care, I try to be the most caring person there for them. That's, like, there for them. Because I know how it feels to have, like, no one there for you when you really need someone. So I'm always there for, like, all of my friends when they're going through something. But I feel like they're just not there for me. Which, I'm, like, getting emotional. I'm trying not to, because it's really upsetting when you just... Yeah, I have, like, 3 amazing friends that, I mean, they stick around, right? But, like, I tell them, I hint that I'm going through stuff. I tell them straightforward that I'm going through stuff, or, like, they know. And they don't get any support. They don't say, hey, what's wrong? Or anything. It's just, it hurts. I mean, it does get me emotional. Does upset me. It does make me sad, of course. But what can I do about it? I just feel like you just always need your friend, because you don't always want to talk about these things with, like, your family or your parents, which you should, but sometimes it's harder for some reason, which it shouldn't be, but it is sometimes. I have to admit it. And if they're not, like, there for you in your hard times, it's just, I don't know, it's just hard, because all you have is yourself and your podcast, which is a big reason why I made this podcast, or why I'm doing this right now, even if no one's watching this. It's just what I really, it makes me feel like someone's there for me, and, like, I can really open up and talk to someone. It's just easier. Because I'm also not really, like, I'm not directly looking at someone. I'm just talking into my little earphone speaker mic thing. And it's just easier. So, thank you, podcast. Whoa, we got real deep there. I literally almost cried. Like, if I weren't recording this, I'd be crying right now. So I think you can tell how emotional I am already. So then I ate a brownie. Me and my brother made brownies last night, and they were delicious. It was a triple chocolate Ghirardelli brownies. Oh my god, don't even get me started. Those are so good. I was about to say gold, but I've said it like 4 times this episode, so I don't want to say it anymore. But they were gold. They were all caps gold. I'm getting emotional. I want a brownie. So I had a brownie, which was delicious. And then... Oh my god, wait, I had so much water today. I'm, like, one of the most dehydrated people I know. I don't drink water. I have, like, 2 glasses of water a day, but today I had, like, 4 freaking glasses, like, big glasses of water. Not the small ones, big glasses of water. The reason I was, like, enjoying it so much was because I put some lemon on there. The yellow, I really can't, I don't know the difference. Like, is it, are the yellow ones limes or lemons? I think they're lemons. When I think of lemons, I think of the green ones. So then when I'm, like, thinking of the yellow ones, I'm like, you know, whatever I was just gonna say won't make any sense, so I'm just not gonna say it. I put some lemon, well, the yellow sour things, basically, squeezed into my water with ice, and that motivated me to drink so much water today, because it tastes good. It tastes like freaking lemonade without sugar, and I love lemonade. So yeah, that was delicious, I guess. This is right now my first glass of water without lemon today, sadly, because I was just too lazy to put the lemon, because I've squeezed so many lemons today. I didn't feel like doing another one. My hands hurt. Am I exaggerating? Am I being dramatic? Maybe. You'll never know. Yeah. Water is good for you. Drink water. And the reason I also put lemon is because it's supposed to, like, it's good for your body. It cleanses your body. It's good for your metabolism. It burns fat or something. I don't know. And I didn't work out today. I did go in the pool, but I didn't work out today. So I just need something to burn the fat a little bit since I didn't work out. And I think I ate a lot today. Which, don't be scared of eating. Like I said, just have a healthy diet, be healthy. And you do not need to work out every day. It's just my personal preference to work out every day. Actually, fun fact, I haven't worked out in 3 to 4 days. Which I should start tomorrow, but I know I'm going to come up with an excuse. But I'm going to force myself not to. But I know I will. But I'm going to. Right? I hope. I don't know. So yeah. I'm out of breath. I feel like I've just been talking so much. But, like, I'm loving it. I can do this forever. Let me see how much time. Oh, that was bright. My phone is bright. 26 minutes and 25 seconds. By the way, I'm actually using the app Anchor to record this. This is not sponsored at all, but, like, it's really cool, this app. It's, like, super easy. You just get the app. And you start recording, I think. Like, that's literally what I did. I got the app and I started recording. So now, we're done. That's all I've done in my... We're not done with the podcast episode. We're just done with whatever we were talking about before, which was what I did today. So now, I'm just going to be talking about, like, the most random things. I'm going to tell you guys my favorite podcast to listen to. One, I'm like, it literally feels, it makes me feel like I'm at home. Like, it just feels like home to me, this podcast, and, like, they're my friends. It's Phineas and Claudia Suleski. I really don't know how to say her last name, but it's We Bought a House with Phineas and Claudia, and they're just so funny, and, like, they have, like, such cool stories to tell. And fun fact, Phineas is actually Billie Eilish's brother. So that's cool. And Claudia Suleski has a YouTube channel, and she's, like, she's drop dead gorgeous. She is, don't even get me started, she is stunning. And her podcast, not her podcast, her YouTube channel, it's, like, it's so aesthetic, like, super, like, minimalist and, like, aesthetic. And she, like, has, like, it's, like, not bullet journal, she, like, has her daily planner on her, like, iPad with her Apple Pen, and she, so cute. She's amazing. I love her. I love her. And then Phineas, his music is amazing. Don't even get me started. I actually saw him in concert. I went to Billie Eilish's concert in Milwaukee, and I saw him in concert. He is talented. He is incredible. He can play, like, every instrument you can think of. He can sing like a freaking Greek god or something. I don't know. It's incredible. I'm clearly very passionate about these two people. I just love listening to their podcast. It's so interesting. And they actually just started this quarantine, so they talk a lot about, like, their quarantine experiences. And, like, they have such an interesting life. Or they can make, like, it's so good. Another podcast I love to listen to is Alicia Marie's and Remy Cruz's Pretty Basic. I've been listening to their podcast for a while. They were actually the first podcast I ever listened to. They're the reason I'm freaking listening to podcasts and making a podcast right now. They were my inspiration. They're just two friends sitting with their microphones, recording a podcast and uploading it to Spotify, Apple Podcasts, wherever it gets uploaded to. And they're just so cute. They have the cutest friendship. They're so open. and they just talk about like such girly things, which is like awesome. And then sometimes they do like if a lot of drama goes down 1 week, they do like dedicate a whole episode to talking about drama and like their opinions on it and just like all these super like interesting things. It's so just fun to listen to. And I actually, in fact, I only listen to podcasts when I go to bed because they help me fall asleep all the time. So in fact, I'm actually going to finish my episode of We Bought a House with Phineas and Claudia Sileski after I'm done recording this. And I also love listening to Call Me Candid with Haley Pham and Lillianne. Is it Lily? Lily Rose? Lily? I'm definitely getting Lily and Haley. It's so cute. They just talk about like their life. Call Me Candid. It's just candid. They talk about their highs and their lows of the week, and then they just talk like random things. But it's just so cute because again, they're just two girlfriends, sitting with their microphone, recording a podcast and uploading it to the media, which is just so fun and cool. I love it. So yeah, those are some podcasts I recommend. And yeah, I think that wraps up this episode of my podcast. I really don't know what I'm going to call this. Actually, you know what? We're going to call this Midnights with Jazzy. Midnights with Jazzy. I don't know. Midnights with Jazz. Yeah, that sounds right. Midnights with Jazz. So, I don't have a schedule yet. Like, I'll tell you when I come up with one. Or if I even have one. I don't even know if I'm going to have a schedule. I think I'm just going to upload whenever I feel like uploading. But anyways, I love you so much. If you're even listening to this. And just have like an amazing day. Or night. Or morning. And I don't want to go, but I have to because it's... What time is it? It is 3:40 a.m. and I should be sleeping. So, thank you for listening. This was such an amazing experience. And I guess I got deep in part of this podcast episode. And, well...